Welcome to a new episode of Patched. So before cutting my teeth on Modular, I did a lot of software sound design, playing with like Native Instruments, software synthesizers. One of my favorite ones, and I think it just kind of pushed me into like Modular because of just the amount of like routing and weird sounds and like evolving soundscapes you can get out of it, was Absinthe by Native Instruments. It was a three-voice, really weird, like, digital synth, I guess is, like, what they were going for. I don't even know. It was a really weird program. I still love using it because just the amount of, like, control you have over where, like, everything goes, like, modulation-wise, and, like, the oscillators were all really interesting. And, like, the modulation from that and the filters. You could have, like, four filters. You could have, like, four different modulation routings. You had really weird digital effects. And then you had, like, three oscillators. And they all did really weird things. You could select them to just be, like, standard waveforms. They could be, like, wave tables. They had, like, whole wave tables you could, like, change the waves from. You could draw your own additive waves to it. You can play samples. Unfortunately, I don't have anything in this system here. As I allude to, I'm trying to recreate a hardware version of Native Instruments Absinthe as best as I could. I don't have a sample player though, unfortunately. I couldn't fit in my case with it. But they do a lot of like FM and digital and like additive synthesis. So I decided to go with I guess like the architecture I should say with Absinthe. First is it starts with three oscillators, and then I believe it's three filters and then three modulation sources, and then it goes into a master modulation source and a master filter and then a master effects. Now you could like take out the modulation, you could take out the filters for each channel. You can only use one oscillator, so I could turn down two of these channels here. So I have Odessa, which is an additive oscillator. I have Hertz Donuts, which is a phase distortion and frequency modulation. And I have a Piston Honda, which is a wavetable. And I have those as my main voices because it kind of gives a good amount of like what Absinthe can do for the three oscillators. Now, of course, you could like double up on all the wavetables and stuff. So sadly, like I kind of have to pick and choose and make it more like one patch in Absinthe and then kind of going through that. So it's like my, you know, that kind of thing. But I can do a lot with these three oscillators. Like Hertz Donut, I could take the, I gotta make sure which one this is going to here first. The second one. Turn that up. Yes, I have those going. I have Belgrad, Tenderfoot, SVF1, and Forbidden Planet as my three filter sources. I have Warps going, which I have Odessa going into Warps as like a modulation source, mainly because the other ones have decent like wave shaping capabilities where it kind of doesn't make a point to do, you know, like to add more modules onto that. I could, if I had room, I'd put like the FSU in here. Because they have, like, granular modulation and stuff. Kind of have to pick and choose. And then I have Disting for just when I need something else, maybe another modulation source in the master chain. Pamela is to keep all my LFOs and envelopes synced to tempo. I have the Deluge, of course, recording and sequencing everything. And then I have Zadar, Quadigy, and Kermit as my main modulation points. The one thing I really love about Absinthe was you have, sorry, let me change Hertz Donut real quick here. So this is already modulating the oscillator. So I don't really need another one in the chain. I'll just kind of pretend that's that, and then I can run it into the Forbidden Planet. Turn back up the Odessa. But yeah, so Absinthe, like, you can assign, I think it's like four LFOs, and then, which is kind of weird, because then it has, like, unlimited envelopes that you can generate and sequence in there, and assign them to whatever. So you have a lot of modulation options. I love the envelope section there because you can have like looping envelopes. You can have like step sequences, basically. You can have all sorts of weird modulation. It's not just like an ADSR envelope. But you can send those to like all over the synth and have it like evolve in time with it. So I could send another envelope in. And then I have Extra Mullet and the Octolinear VCA by Dopefer and the Quad VCA by IntelliJail as my mixing section and just kind of routing. Keep my cat away from my chords here. And then to top it off, because Absinthe has like one of the weirdest effects sections, the Native Instruments line. They do a bunch of different stuff. And so, like, they have like comb resonators. And I'm using Rainmaker because it has a really good, like, resonator. It's very, like, close to it. They do like weird reverbs in there. And then, of course, multi-tap delays and other, like, granular effects. Is a little bit different from Absinthe. I mean, it's a lot different from Absinthe's effects, but it's kind of like, it still has that feel to it, I think. As I've stated before, like, Coil is like one of my favorite bands, and like, Absinthe patches really remind me of that kind of vibe they have in their tracks a lot of times. Interesting. I'm not even sure what I just said there. I think that's Rainmaker just being weird. So you can get these like cool, like, I mean, like this right here, and this is just two oscillators. So I have the wave. I can bring in Piston Honda. Let me see what that sounds like. Now, say, like, I want to modulate one of these voices so it's more, like, rhythmic, and it keeps playing like it's just looped. I could run a channel from Pamela's into Zadar. I'll just do triangle for now, just because. I need to reorganize all my cables here. I'm like trying to grab out a big rat's nest of wires. All right, so I want the in there, and then I'm gonna molt this envelope, and that's gonna open up the CV for the linear VCA, so I can bring in the LFO. Here we go. That's cool. And that Belgrad is like the master filter, so I'm like a master modulation. It's a lot already. Like, I could always use disting as the modulation for the master. I feel like these are already, like, pretty, like, rich timbres just with the Odessa and like the Piston Honda and stuff. And I actually have modulation going from the Kermit into the Belgrade filter. I can turn that off and just play the regular. Okay. I have a low pass filter right now. They have a lot of like filter options in Absinthe too, which is really cool. And like all of them, you can like I said, you can send envelopes. Like they can, you can do like multi-point envelope generators, looping envelopes. You can do like it does like you can draw waveforms in it and send all that to modulate. And that's what I love about Absinthe is the amount of like modulation you can get in the synth and just have these like evolving textures here. Okay, let's just do Piston Honda here. And you're like bum 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 bum. Let's run this fast-moving LFO from Kermit into the... I'm going to do the operator A frequency. This will be like the... because they have frequency modulation on the Absinthe. This delay on the Rainmaker is really weird sounding. And then bring the Odessa back up. Oh yeah, adds a lot more low end to it. I have that running through the warps cross modulation. And so like one of the oscillator choices is dual oscillator, so I can run that with the Piston Honda. And now it's both of them. And just like with the Piston Honda, you can have two different waves for the unison too. That's cool. It's very like clicky and weird. What's also awesome is like they give you like performance knobs on the Absinthe, though you can like have like a bunch of like macro knobs, so you can have like a bunch of different effects running or like modulation running from one output into like multiple different areas. So if you want to like just to turn a knob and it turns up like filter frequencies and stuff, I could technically do that because I have the quad attenuverter. 1U module, so I can use that as like a macro controller for a lot of stuff. So I could go into the... I'm trying to think of something cool here. Maybe like warp on Odessa? Let's see here. I'm going to do bidirectional. I don't know if that... No, you know, I'll just do unidirectional. Hard to tell because there's a lot of stuff going on. Let's bring this delay down. Okay, and I can run that to something else too. In fact, let me do this. Let me run it into my extra mullet. Then, where are the density? To the y-axis. That's awesome. And then let's go. My stackables for one multi-channel. As I need more stackables, I should have taken advantage of like the Christmas shopping period and gotten some stackables. There we go. Now I'm missing one of my filters. That one's going from the Piston Honda. That's cool. This is why I love Absinthe. even though this is my modular synth now. But the the concept of Absinthe is like you have one patch. And like here's your song. And then just like I don't need the drums. They help. Probability of some other notes. Thank you. modulation back in. That. All right, so let's go with one of the other envelopes. And I think what I'm gonna do actually is, I don't wanna do this. I go gate in, or gate out on the, on my thread. So I have a Yarns clone, one you controlling everything. So it's like three voices. I could technically make this like a triphonic synth. Technically, I make it polyphonic if I really wanted to route stuff. Not gonna do that. That's too much work. It's too much work. But I do like having the capabilities of like a polyphonic setup. Gonna go to the. What's I gonna do with this now? Harmonic factor? No. I'm just gonna go to the timbre knob on the, on the warps. That said, I'm gonna have to go to the output. Ooh, I can invert it actually. Let me do that. But I still wanna turn the output out down.
Thank you.
That's fine. I was like, why is my Odessa not really doing a lot right now? I meant to put on the even partials. There we go. I'm like trying to invert the output. Much better. Yeah. I just need to turn down the... Table.
Thank you.
That's my bridge to the Hertz donut. That's really cool. That's why I was so low. I forgot I turned down the envelope time. It does take a bit to like remember where things are. Ooh, I like that on Odessa. Get like all sorts of weird like sequences going with it too. Like I could run channel 3 independently on my oscillator mix. So I could have that going into Zadar, like a tempo sequence of pans into Zadar, and then that into the tracing back my wires here. The Hertz donut. And then just go to B. What's that? Channel 4? So slow it down a little bit. Thank you. is... I have to clone the envelope for channel 1 because it's split up on the MVCA here. There we go. Levels on Hertz Donut. I forget how loud it gets. That's really neat. So, I mean, like, just cool stuff like that. Like, these little rhythms, these little sequences within this one synth patch. I really like it. I didn't think I was going to do more, like, upbeat, like, dancey stuff with it. But you can do a lot of, like, cool drones with it here, too. Maybe I'll do that for my last one here. Here on the modulation, because that's the whole point of the software here. Our envelope. I'll run that into the fold CV. Renew up. Thank you. actually, let me change the... Yeah, so I changed it to now the Odessa is being modulated by like an LFO or its own envelope. Much better. All right, here we go. I like the warp function on Odessa 2, where it gives it like the weird, like, almost metallic feel. And of course, with the warps. Actually modulate the third one too. And I'm gonna go the gate out to the Zadar in and then run an envelope there into another VCA channel. Sustain, there's no like gates. I'll do it to that one. And then it's hard keeping track of all the patches here. All right, and I'll send the envelope to that CV. And then I'm going to send that. Adjustments to the sound. Changing the filter type. Yeah, they have a lot of different filter types in the filters too. So I could do like band pass on the one. From that sweep. Thank you. That's cool. Not sweeping the filter as it's going by. So this is just a sustained note. Like, this is just a note held down on the deluge, and then a bunch of sequenced modulation with envelopes and LFOs and whatnot. Is there an LFO to the... if I not pay attention to here much. Could do the Forbidden Planet. There you go, that's cool. Change the effect. Come back on. About the frequency modulation on the Hearthstone I had going. I can, of course, send the, I can send one of the waves of Piston Honda into the warps as well. That's kind of affected by it. Turn these two down. You'll hear it now in the wave folder. Plug the wrong thing in. Now you hear it. Yeah. In fact, if I go to a... saw it with a sine wave. This is it without the wave table. If I start bringing the wave table into the cross modulation on there. You can also do like ring mod on Absinthe. Think of the different warps algorithms. Of course, I can unlink and tune that one up. That's all weird, so. I'll leave them linked though. Back up. So yeah, there's my my analog version of Absinthe. Very weird. Got very crazy at the end there. Yeah, it's really fun. I like recreating like software synths into like hardware. It just has so many like neat little features, and it's like, oh, I want to do that, but I want to have like hands-on, like instead of just dragging a mouse up and down to change the things, because they have like little diamonds to like do the knobs, I guess. It's weird. It's an interesting layout. So it's one of those, like, you spend a bunch of hours, like, programming the sounds you want, and then you use the performance page, and you just don't look back at the actual patch. You just kind of use all the X, Y axis and things, which I wish I had more control surfaces supported on this, too. Even this isn't, like, a one-for-one with Absinthe. I think it's very... very interesting. It's interesting the kind of sounds you can come up with this, with all this like modulation. Go to Instagram, Patch Podcast. Check out my videos and stuff I put up there. Cope Kabbalah for my music. As always, check out the Rat's Nest Podcast, another modular synth patching podcast from Maryland. You have to look and see what other like software instruments I can recreate with modular. I know I did the metaphysical functions one. That was fun. Sample again from the beginning. Kind of works with it. I mean, this really helps, like, just come up with, like, all sorts of, like, little backing tracks you can start adding on to. So many, like, organic, like, motions and sounds with this, just with all the modulation. I love it. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you.